After we found that arginine was the precursor of the synthesis of nitric oxide, it became evident that what we had found was a whole biochemical pathway. And very early on, and that must have been in early 1988, I came to the conclusion that in order to have an idea where that pathway might be, we should look at all the literature related to actions of arginine in the body and also on actions of the soluble guanylate cyclase, which is the endpoint. And Richard Palmer and I went through the literature of everything that had been published on the two subjects. And we found a very intriguing piece of information. And that was that in the 1980s, a Japanese group had been working on arginine and showing that arginine activated the guanylate cyclase in the brain. And we came to the conclusion that the pathway must be present in the brain. Many months after initiating the discussions, the paper of John Garthwaite appeared showing that an EDRF-like substance was present in the brain, something that we had already suspected for a long time, but could not convince people to do the work.
As a result of all this work, three enzymes were identified, one in the vasculature, one in the macrophages, and one in the nervous system, which was first found in the brain and later in peripheral nerves, which are now known as nitrogenic nerves. These three enzymes, although encoded by different genes, have basically the same structure, with an oxygenase domain containing the N-terminus and a reductase domain which has a number of binding sites for cofactors and basically is similar to the cytochrome P450 reductase.